Greetings, Showcase fans. Coming up on episode 83 of The Living Showcase, once again, Meckler submits topics that he knows absolutely nothing about. However, you have to hear how Mark turns it into a game and find out more than you wanted to know about treating your lady to different flavors in the sack. All of that and more on episode 83.
Warning, the following podcast is listed as explicit material and is unsuitable for children under the age of 18.
Previously on the Living Showcase podcast,
mother of five played naked twister with teen daughter and her friends during drunken party, then had sex with 18-year-old in the bathroom.
Did she play or did she just allow them to play?
Leonard? Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Rachel Leonard Skinner,
30, allowed her 16-year-old daughter and her friends to drink alcohol and smoke marijuana in their Georgia home. They all played naked twister, and Leinart had sex with an 18-year-old man in the bathroom before playing with sex toys in front of the teens. She said she went to bed alone, but woke up to her daughter's 16-year-old boyfriend having sex with her. Yes.
So she started it, and then some guy got sloppy seconds.
But then she woke up and, like, kept going with it. She was like, okay. I mean,
that would have been a bitchin' party, though.
I'd say Mother of the Year, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, my mom never would have played Naked Twister with me.
Are you that positive about it? Are you that positive about that?
I'm really not, but I'm really glad it never happened. I mean,
yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Living Showcase Podcast.
Mama no nano skiffle play right here.
Oh no she don't.
Mama no nano skiffle play right here.
Oh no she don't.
Hey, we don't care what mama now. Gonna treat a skiffle any old how. Mama no nano skiffle play right here.
Hey everybody, welcome to Living Showcase Podcast. My name is Jacob Hicklock. With me is Danny Meckler.
Popping that jam.
Mark Proberts.
This one is for you, America.
And Froth Champion, Jake Harper.
Hi everybody.
That's it?
Okay. I don't have any taglines.
Right, we really need to stop inviting shitty people with shitty opening lines.
Oh, yes. This is the person that took forever to get his opening line.
Yeah.
America.
Fuck yeah.
And he's playing a game.
No, he's not.
In the middle of the show.
Shut up.
Anyway.
What a douchebag. Why would you do that?
So I apologize that we didn't have a show last week. Partly
should.
Because alcohol got involved and Mark didn't show up.
Very much so.
Mm.
Another part because Jake had a virus.
I had a virus on my computer, which sucked to
so
get off.
So if anybody ever tells me that Apples get more viruses get less viruses than Windows, fuck you. Because I've had my computer without virus protection for a long ass time and haven't had one. And you've had yours for, what, less than a year?
No, two, actually.
Okay.
About two years, which is ridiculous. I can't believe I had it for that long.
That's crazy.
And now I use it for everything, especially at school. You know, video editing, audio stuff. Anyway, moving on from that, we do not have a beer of the week. We don't even have a question of the week. Thank you, question mark.
Yeah, that guy's a dick.
God, he sucks at posting questions.
He really does.
He really does.
Good at posting selfies and...
Hey, what? I have not posted a selfie in at least an hour.
Get on that.
Podcast selfie.
So, Jake, you're the first time on the show.
Yeah.
But you've listened to us before.
I have.
And
long time listener, first time visitor.
You feel like you can keep up with us?
I feel like I can keep up with you.
Well, I mean, you're definitely sitting in the kitty chair right there.
I feel like...
we're all looking down on you.
This is like an Inquisition or something.
That's all right.
The Inquisition.
Just look at it as a perspective thing. So you're looking up at us. Or looking up to us. There you go.
Got a nice view of his balls because he has spread legs.
Spread eagle. Oh, nice. He just pulled it. Yep. I just
saw athletic shorts.
That's the left nut.
Right.
The left nut feels significantly bigger than the right.
You want to say anything about yourself? You know, describe you.
Describe me. I'm a Leo.
Good start.
You're a Leo.
Okay.
Leo. All right. Wonderful.
And I've known Mark forever. We went to college together, and yeah. Whoa. What happened there?
Yeah.
Got a yes. Droopy Gus.
We have known each other a very long time.
These
annoyed the shit out of me for the first
mouth.
3 years that I knew him.
Yeah, unfortunately, we had to record with the snowball for you today because my spider mount decided to take a crap last week as well. Last week sucked. Yeah. Last week was terrible.
Yep.
But this week is good. We're back.
Woo!
Thank you, Mac. I enjoy the enthusiasm.
Somehow I didn't take my shirt off while frothing.
You got pretty close. Yeah. You got pretty close. Yeah, we just went for a round of frisbee golf.
I was slightly blinded, you know, on hole 11.
Got some cheeky blinders.
So to make up for it, I'll take my shirt off while recording.
Yep. But we do have really, really good topics, one of which was posted in the Man Cave group on Facebook. With the new release of Apple's Watch, will the Apple Watch coolest feature work for people of color? Did you guys hear about this?
No? I saw the article. I didn't read it, though.
Okay, so the article basically explains that the Apple Watch, one of the coolest features is that it reads your heart rate. It's a heart rate monitor as well. Especially with Apple going more towards health benefits and their health app and all that stuff. They wanted something to draw people to want to buy that, so that, you know, now that not only do you have step counter, but you also have a heart rate monitor. However, the way this works is it presents a laser, like a light to go into your skin tones. Like, all right, imagine this. If you have a flashlight and you put your hand over it, you still see the glow of your hand.
Right, yeah.
So that's basically the concept.
But if you're black, it doesn't work.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I've never
tried
it.
That's the fear, is the concept of the fact that this laser goes through your hand, and it sounds really weird the way I'm saying it.
This laser?
Yeah, laser.
Laser beam.
Freaking laser beams on their heads. But like, it's supposed to reflect off of your artery or to count your blood, like your.
It counts your blood.
Count your blood.
No, I mean, yeah. You know what I mean. Like, it counts.
Yep, that's one blood.
To count the pulse, it counts the pulse. Like,
what if it's raining blood?
Ooh, yeah.
Fucking Slayer.
But
did I make up for it?
Yes. Yes.
Because the technology that most smartwatch makers include Apple have chosen the problems may be exacerbated.
You're really good at this, Jay.
I know. I'm sucking
been
so
very
bad today.
Good at reading this past couple weeks.
So the technology is based on a laboratory technique called photoflinsomography. I'm going with that one, which uses a pulse oximeter, there we go, to measure the components of the blood. A light pulse sent through the skin and picked up by a sensor. Based on how the light scatters, the sensor can be measured how oxygenated the blood is, which allows one to calculate heart rate based on how often fresh arterial blood is pumping through.
Naturally.
Think about this, though. You go to the hospital. What are the first two things they put on you?
Yeah,
a blood pressure cuff and the pulse ox.
And the pulse ox, yeah.
So, I mean, if it wasn't going to work on black people, you'd think they would have figured that out by now in hospitals. Because it's the same thing. It's a little red laser.
Correct. But no one wants to wear a finger cuff around while they work out. So fitness band companies have had to make do with the wrist. Even with a flashlight, even a flashlight can shine easily through one's finger, which makes the sensing task easier.
A wrist-mounted sensor has
to rely on the light that's reflected back from the blood, not shining through it. That's harder. Okay. So Apple's new, you know, hey, guess what? We have a heart rate monitor feature on this Apple Watch.
But it's not going to work for you.
Yeah. So the last part of it is really funny. It's like many technology companies, Apple's executives from a key early testing team, the company's top people become the company's default customers. And if people with dark skin do have problems with the watch's heart rate sensor, none of Apple's top executives would have experienced it because they're all white.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually shows a picture of all the top executives.
Let's go, Apple. Yeah.
So is that why they stopped naming their products black? Now they're space gray? Just because they're that racist?
So, yeah, just be careful, guys. I mean, this is like one of the biggest Apple releases is the Apple Watch. Yeah. I mean, I remember this is
Luke
very hyped
was
up.
So excited about this stupid watch that he had to leave work to go home to his wife and pick it up after he got it in the mail.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it, Mech?
I don't want one. I don't see the point.
You don't see the point.
No, he's got a watch on right now.
Yeah,
I got a watch on too. Watch. Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't care about his pulse.
Your watch actually does way more than mine does. Mine tells time. Yeah. That's it.
Mine glows.
Yeah, mine doesn't. Yeah. I don't even have a glow. I paid $7 for my watch, and
yeah, I think mine was like a little over 10, something like that. Just some Target watch.
Mine was free.
Target at Walmart.
Pretty accurate too.
Yeah, hair passive freckle.
That's a freckle.
Yep, hair passive freckle.
Yeah. I mean, Jake, you have a lot of technology at home. Mm-hmm. You're very. What do you think about Apple Watches or just smartwatches in general?
Smartwatches. I mean, I personally wouldn't use them, but I can understand why people would use them. Mm-hmm. Personally, it'd freak me out because I've already have like the vibration, you know, the phantom vibration stuff going on.
Oh, I have phantom vibration all the freaking time.
A vibrator somewhere that you just...
Well, that's a different topic for a different time. So,
well, you do a lot of biking.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of like the long road bike trips and, do you use the armband or anything for your iPod or your phone to listen to music? Like, you don't think it would be beneficial to have like the Apple Watch or a Fitbit or anything like that?
You'd still have to use the armband then.
Yeah. Yeah, in that case you would have to, but up until this year, I was using an armband for when I was cycling, but now I've got a case that'll just use my phone as
a bike mount.
Yep.
Nice.
So, ever since that and using Bluetooth headphones, I'm not wired anymore. So it's nice that way.
Yeah, I see a lot of people like those, collars.
Yep.
You know,
they tried to sell me one when I bought my phone. They're like, "Oh, you get this for half off." I'm like, "Oh, okay. Well, how much is it? $100."
Yeah.
Okay.
Not
so
happening.
I'm gonna give you another. I'm gonna give you $50 for this thing that I'm never gonna use.
I've seen a lot of people wear them, especially around the hospital. I've seen them. They're
out
there.
Well, we wouldn't be able to.
The neckband thing looks weird.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know.
Gonna pull you up just a little bit.
Here.
There you go.
You're in pull-ups now.
Aww,
you graduated.
I'm a big kid now.
So the only thing that I would think would be beneficial or kind of a cool thing other than the heart rate monitor would be, I guess, like walking instructions, especially, but for only somebody like
in foot, put it right.
No, I'm just like, but
this is the hokey pokey. God damn it.
The only application that I would see with that would be like walking around in the city, trying to find something in the city. Because I mean, a lot of city blocks, like they're confusing. I recently last week went to NBC Tower and we were trying to find the front entrance at like using our phones and we're just like, no, I know where the damn building is. Where's
it's just another screen to stare at.
Yeah, really. Well, that's true. But I mean, the other thing is like as you're walking, they give you walking directions. And like if you come out to an intersection, it'll vibrate like twice for turning left and once for turning right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is interesting. Okay. But I definitely would see it from like a biker standpoint, like motorcycle or just, you know, regular bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
That when you're riding, you know, you could see who's calling you, like, because it'd be really quick just to look at your wrist instead of.
Yeah, if you were stuck with an armband, yeah, that would make a lot of sense. But, you know, it depends on what type of mount that you got, I guess.
Yeah. Do you answer the phone while you're, like, riding?
I have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can just imagine that being very windy.
It is. Like, as soon as I pick up, I'm like, hello? 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 I can't hear you. Okay, bye.
So yeah, that was just very interesting to me that Apple is releasing this great new product that might not work for all people of color.
Or if you have tattoos.
Tattoos. Because definitely full arms, full sleeves or something like that. Tattoos are big. Tattoos are really big.
They can be small too.
I have a.
That's
long...
not what I meant. I mean, like they're big. They're popular.
Like a giant all over your body, kind of thing.
I have a long sleeve like sweater. Does it say anything about going through clothing?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't speak about clothing or anything like that. I would imagine if you put it over a sleeve, it wouldn't work.
But who would do that?
Well, I have no choice.
Oh, your hair.
Yeah, my hair.
Long sleeve sweater.
Mm. Oh man, built in.
Right.
Yeah, that's stock.
It is. Sometimes it's sticky.
Speaking of hairy nipples, Pet Zebra looking for a new home after biting off a man's nipple.
Yes. Thank you.
Remember that time we weren't going to talk about this topic?
This is an interesting town name. Muskogee. M-U-S-K-K-O-G-E-E. Muskogee.
If anybody lives in this town and knows that Jake pronounced it wrong, please let us know.
That way they can make fun of me. Yeah, correct. Muskogee, Oklahoma. It was not an animal kill. It was not a call animal control officers were not expecting. Leonard Overcash says he was helping a coworker with some yard work when a zebra bit off a piece of his nipple.
Wait, just a loose zebra? I thought this was at a zoo or something.
See, this is why we should have let Meckler tell the fucking story.
That's right. That's right. We'll do that with the next one.
All right.
With the next time. We want to open up what we want to do. Because Meckler just sends me topics that he reads the headline and is like, oh, yes, this is going to be amazing.
I'm pretty sure that one of these days.
To be fair, that is pretty amazing.
That is very amazing.
One of these days, we're going to get like a misleading topic sent in. And we're going to go to read it on the show. And Mecca's going to be like, oh my God, this is going to be so funny. And it's going to be the most morbid fucking article that's
happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the clown that stole the thing from the amusement park?
Oh, that was my article. But
yeah, I know. But you thought it was going to be funny. And it ended up being absolutely terrible.
That was the most depressing episode we've ever done. It was beautiful.
I don't know.
Which actually ended up being like one of the funniest.
That wanted to destroy all men.
That one was pretty scary. Yes.
That was pretty disturbing.
That was.
All right. So, quote from Overcast. He was just staring, you know, just looking. And he just put his head over the fence and bit me.
So, did he explain why he wasn't wearing a shirt?
Even though exotic animals are not allowed within Muskogee city limits, the owner has repeatedly
There's a law for that? There's really a law.
The owner
we can't have any more tigers.
Yeah. So if any tigers come in here, you're under arrest.
I'm getting a fucking lion.
Yeah. Unless you're from Detroit.
King of the
fucking
jungle.
King of the jungle. Muskogee city limits. The owner has reportedly had the zebra for 10 years. She said she never knew she wasn't allowed to have it within city limits. In fact, she told KOKI that she asked city officials if she needed a permit and was told no. Neighbors say the zebra has been good and never given anyone problems. Now the owner must get rid of the exotic animal. She has 30 days to find the zebra a new home. She also agreed to pay for all of Overcash's medical bills. Overcash says he'd be doing much better. Or he is doing much better and is back at work. It hurt. It was very severe. It was very traumatizing. That's the end of the article.
So, were there...
Which nipple?
I don't see how it the doesn't say. At fault
here. It doesn't say which nipple. Huh?
Did it eat the nipple?
Did it just look like a pepperoni? Did he have large areolas?
Maybe he was just hungry.
That's possible.
It's like the llama who ate the hands.
I like how they have to find a new
He had a hanker in his tummy was rumbling for nipples. That's all it is.
His tummy was rumbling.
Fresh nipples.
Yep.
That only fresh nipples would satisfy.
So do you think since they have to find this zebra a new house or a new home, they're just going to like paint a wall black and white stripes and be like, well, I don't know where he went. He must have run off. Like,
he's camouflaged.
Can't find him.
Oh my God! Do you think the local, you know, Oklahoma Zoo would take him? All right, well, he needs a diet of fresh nipples.
Oklahoma doesn't have a zoo.
Every morning,
the one zoo in Oklahoma. The one zoo.
Is there really only one zoo?
I'm assuming.
Oh,
it's Oklahoma.
Yeah. I had a feeling you've been there before.
I am not the last tornado.
The wind does come sweeping down the plain.
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
I was in that musical.
Were you really?
Yeah. The actual movie with the thing and the
wow TV
it was
star.
Actually no it was a it was like our sixth grade sing-along or whatever
gotcha
and
you
so
lied to me
I didn't really lie to you I mean I did sing the song
you did
yeah
speaking of bestiality
That has nothing to do with anything we were just talking about.
Nothing.
No, not even a little bit.
All right, so on mostextrememews.com, Meckler sent me a topic. The headline reads, aquarium worker fired for sleeping with a walrus. Meckler, please explain to me in your, I don't know anything about this topic.
Okay, so there's this aquarium worker named Janelle. She has been working there for 10 years. She's got tenure. You know, she's seasoned.
Gotcha.
She's got some experience. So she wanted to, like, push her boundaries a little bit and see how far she could really go with, like, she's not really satisfied with her job. So she was at first going to, like, molest some dolphins, but, you know, they just enjoy that and they rape back.
Fair.
So then she was going with stingrays. And oh god, there's pictures, aren't
they
there?
They took the barb out.
What I read, I just didn't want to read anymore.
Anyways, so she tries the stingrays. They enjoy it too much, so she has to go for something a little bit more girthy. And the walrus reminds her of her dad, Wilfred Brimley. And so she wants to see if she can make that walrus pussy wet.
God damn it.
All right. Is it my turn?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So this worker, Janelle, is that what we're calling her?
Janelle. Yeah.
Okay. I say she's been there for about 6 months to a year.
Right? Okay.
That's my guess. So she's always had an obsession with marine biology. She's always been a big fan of animals that come out of the sea.
Favorite movie? Free Willy 2.
So,
or Slappy and the Stinkers.
Or Slappy and the Stinker. Hey. Oh. So she didn't realize the extent of her obsession until she started working there. So at night when they would close up the aquarium, she would kind of sneak into the back and she would get to know the animals. Like you said, she started out with the dolphins because the dolphins are the ones who are the most friendly. They have shows. They jump in the air. They play with balls. I mean, you know, yeah, start with the dolphins. Wasn't really
They're
working out.
They're also the only other animals that have sex for pleasure.
True.
No, they rape.
Okay. So thank you.
Dolphins
then
are
she
rapists.
Moved on. Then she moved on to the
it's only
manatees.
Pleasurable for one end.
Manatees.
She moved on to the
sea
manatees.
Cows.
The sea cows.
Because they're easy
because
targets.
She used to live on a farm and she was familiar with cows. She thought maybe this will be something that I can relate with. Well, that didn't really work out. She almost got crushed once or twice.
Yeah.
So
and then she yelled at, oh, the humanity.
Yeah.
I'll see myself out.
So then she was like, you know what? I'm going to follow the trend here. I'm feeling the mustache. I need a mustache ride. So then she went over to the walrus, and that's when she got caught.
Wait, this was one night?
No. This was over
wild
the course,
crazy night.
Course of a couple.
Sea World.
That sounds like a really, months. Really bad children's book.
That sounds like a movie Ben Stiller would be in.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Jake, you want to take a crack at it before I actually say what happened? Or?
I don't know if I could even top those two. I'd say just go
Couldn't
ahead.
Live up to it.
So, the Georgia Aquarium in Atlanta has sparked commotion this morning by announcing laying off their chief veterinary, Dr. Monica Alves.
Oh, it was a girl.
It was close.
Her name is Janelle, asshole.
Accused of having sexual encounters with one of the institution's marine mammals.
It said actual sexual encounter?
Yes.
Damn. I was thinking it was just like slept with, like laid with. I don't know. Okay.
According to public relations manager Audrey Delfoy, Dr. Alves was caught in the act by another employee last Friday having complete sexual encounters with a 9-year-old male walrus. Dr. Alves would then allegedly admit having the total of 7 encounters with the 1,700 kilogram marine animal. Yes.
Is that considered bestiality pedophilia?
I will go further into the topic.
All right.
Pedophilia.
Nice. I like it when I catch you.
We hold zero tolerance policy against sexual crimes and abuse towards the animals of the aquarium. said Miss Delphoy.
Towards other people.
Does that really need to be said, though?
I guess.
You know what I mean? Like, we hold a zero tolerance policy here. Like, this has happened before. Yeah.
And we remember Steve. We thought that it would never happen again.
Scuba Steve. No, damn you.
Steve was the dolphin.
Oh, okay. Steve the dolphin. Gotcha.
We
cannot ignore an act of this nature. Dr. Elvis assumed very important responsibilities in the establishment, and replacing her will be very hard, but sleeping with a walrus is highly unethical and totally unacceptable. It's a breach of trust, and we find no solution but to fire her.
This is going
to
be a new Kevin Smith movie, Tusk 2. The squeakquel.
I really feel like this can be compared to something that we've spoken about before. Do you think that the walrus went back to his walrus buddies and was like, yeah, bro, high five.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking about. Like, did we talk about the walruses having sex with the penguins?
No, I was thinking more of the teachers having sex with the kids.
Oh, okay. Huh?
I think that was a seal.
Yeah, you're right. I think it was a seal having sex with
a penguin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been last week.
Man, people are having sex with everybody. This is just Armageddon.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Oh my God.
Dr. Elvis hasn't commented on her layoff and refuses to meet with the journalist, but some of her relatives claim she's been going through a rough time since a recent breakup that occurred in February, and that her actions could possibly mean a cry for help. No criminal accusations have been filed against the 35-year-old woman.
What was her ex?
Police confirm confirmed that an investigation has been opened and that she could face accusations of zoophilia and bestiality.
Mm.
What's the difference?
I would say, I don't know the difference, but I would say in my layman terms that bestiality would inquire like any animal. And zoophilia would be like exotic animals.
What if bestiality is just if they're rough in the set?
I bet you it's bestiality is the actual act, whereas zoophilia is the compulsion.
Gotcha.
But how can they charge her with a compulsion?
How do you charge a pedophile with a compulsion?
Or what? Maybe it's zoophilia because the animal's only 9 years old.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. So wait, shouldn't she be a pedophiliac, zoophiliac,
and
bestialiac?
We have a lot of animal topics this week.
You know, on her resume, it said that she loved animals. They didn't know how far.
All right. According to Urban Dictionary, a zoophiliac is a person who interacts with animals sexually for sexual pleasure.
Okay. What?
To use it in a sentence. Hey, Flash, I'm a zoophiliac. I love having sex with those meerkats.
God damn it!
Fingering them, too.
Can I have a new nickname?
Why is your nickname Flash? What?
Oh, meerkat.
Oh, meerkat. Gotcha. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, just stop it. You look like a fool.
So... Continuing on with abusing animals. Man,
Wait, did they charge that zebra? With human philiac?
Probably not.
That was unwanted sexual nipples. Action.
I want to know what the guy was doing next to the zebra with his shirt off.
He was doing yard work. It was hot.
Doing squats.
He was probably trimming them hedges, and the zebra's like, I'll do it.
If anything... The way that guy was dressed, he deserved it.
Probably. All right. Man punches bear in the face to protect his chihuahua. Beckler, go.
What is the zoo show? Why are we doing all animal topics?
Because you sent all animal topics.
Yeah, but I don't expect you to pick all nine of them. All right, so what's the topic again?
All right. Man punches bear in the face to protect his chihuahua. Meckler, what are your thoughts?
So this chihuahua was working at SeaWorld for a while.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And... You know, she was the veterinarian. Her name was Monica.
Vegetarian.
Right? Monica? Janelle? Whatever.
Yeah, Janelle.
Janelle.
With a G. So this bear was at the Taco Bell stealing her burritos.
At SeaWorld?
At Sea. It's a zoo Taco Bell.
Okay.
I don't know.
Seems plausible.
Rocky 7, man versus bear.
So Meckler's having trouble. Jake, what do you think really happened?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll let you go before I do this time.
Well, let's see. Is it Chihuahua that
Chihuahua.
He was protecting?
Chihuahua.
So, spicy.
Which I don't even know why, because people that have owned Chihuahuas and bigger dogs, like, tell me stories that Chihuahuas, like, bite the ears of bigger dogs and just hang on because they know that they try and show that they're the boss and not something to fuck with.
Hmm.
So they're the Wu-Tang Clan?
So Chewy the Chihuahua was, you know, he escaped from his house, and Master Splinter decided to go and look for it. So when Chewy got into the woods, he found himself in a bit of a pickle and saw the.
I thought he was in the woods.
It was a pickle jar.
It was a pickle jar.
Ah, gotcha.
Pickle jar. And all of a sudden, needs to take shelter, so it goes into a cave.
Okay.
The jar's not big enough.
No.
Little did he know that Master Splinter was able to, start to try and find him. And finally, they realized as they finally came together that they were in a bear cave. And all of a sudden, this bear just comes out of nowhere. So Chewy just bolts. But Master Splinter,
kind of a badass.
You know, he was just...
old, but wise.
He was just using the shredder, too, at his house.
Ah, I see.
And so he was, feeling particularly saucy. He needed to... he's like, I'm not taking any shit from this bear.
Definitely
fuck that. And just pops it right in the face. You remember that bear. Stay there. All right. Let's go, Chewy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Time to go. All right. Let's go.
Yeah, I will say, we never talked about the Star Wars. on our last episode, we talked about the Batman versus Superman.
But we never talked about Star Wars trailer.
Yeah, trailer, but we never talked about Star Wars. Correct.
Why did a bear getting punched in the face
he,
over Chewie?
He said,
well.
Let's go home, Chewie, and the end of the Star Wars trailer.
Okay.
Harrison, which was the part that made me go, oh my God, was Harrison Ford and Chewbacca right there, and he goes, Chewie, we're home. And I'm like, yes, you are! It's amazing! Hopefully it'll be better than Indiana Jones.
Brittany says that to me every time we get to the house.
We're home, Chewie.
Or she's talking about sex and says, hopefully it'll be better than Indiana Jones.
Oh.
High five. That's awesome. All right, so the real article,
record,
man punches.
I didn't even get a shot.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
I
kind of want to.
All right, do you have a good one?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm listening.
So George Lopez was walking down the street.
George Lopez.
Yep. In the middle of sunny California.
Sunny California. All right. Get the area right.
He is the Beverly Hills Chihuahua, by the way. So
I know he is.
Yeah. So he's walking down Beverly Hills
and Chihuahua
down
too.
Hollywood Boulevard. Fucking no. So this chair makes it sound like I fart a lot. So he's walking down the road, and he's got his dog with him. I'm sorry. What did we say? Chewy?
Chewy
is
Chewy
the, name.
Is the
right.
Dog.
So Chewy and George Lopez walking down the street.
Yes.
And they're like, you know what? Let's go off the road a little bit. Let's take a little adventure,
if you will. Okay.
So they go into Jellystone Park.
Jellystone. Okay.
And they're walking around. And they run into, surprisingly, Janelle was there. They're hanging out.
She's
hanging
out.
You know, she's like, George is like, oh, hey, how you doing?
She's
looking
for a next
very pretty
animal to molest.
He's trying to, yeah. And he was like, this is my dog, Chewy. And she's like, oh, my God, I love animals. And he was like, well, let me show you what this dog can do. Chewy, go. All right. So Chewy runs off.
Starts humping her leg.
No. He comes back with this picnic basket. George is like, hey, let's have a picnic. And she was really impressed by the fact that he got this picnic basket, right?
Yeah.
So
Yogi Bear comes along. Uh-huh. He flies in. He's like, hey, Boo Boo, where's my picnic basket? And he like walks up all Spot defensive on. Like.
Spot on. Well, I don't know, Yogi.
So George gets all.
I
like,
love the fact that our older listeners are going to know what we're talking about, but anyone like probably 21 and younger has no idea what you.
True.
Well, I guess they did release the movie not too long ago, but
that's okay. We don't have any listeners under 21.
You're ruining my story.
Go ahead, Yogi Bear and Boo Boo.
So he
didn't
walks
know where the picnic basket
and he's
was.
Like, hey, that's my picnic basket. Yes, he's part Italian.
He's <say, laughs> <like,
laughs> got done flipping pies.
The meat the bowl.
Yogi Burrito. You know, he's like, I would like my picnic basket. And now he's part Borat.
Yeah. I love this idea.
Keep going.
So, that is my picnic basket.
So George Lopez is all like, hey man, you can't have my picnic basket. And so he's like,
he punches Yogi in the face. So can we get to the punchline, please?
So Yogi's like, well, I'm gonna take it your bear. you take it your dog. And he goes, fuck no, man. And he punches him in the face. And uh-huh. gets his picnic basket, and him and Janelle run off and have it happily light. Happily
what happened with Chewy?
Well, he saved him from Yogi the Bear.
Okay, you just said him and Janelle ran off into the sunset with the picnic basket.
Well, yeah.
Chewy was left behind.
Well, Chewy's on his own, man. It's like, hey, I saved you once. Everybody gets one.
It was George Lopez's animal magnetism that drove Janelle to him.
I was trying to play the Lowrider theme song, but I don't know who it's by.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
The first couple results were Cypress Hill.
No.
No.
So, I love your stories, but this is what actually happened. What? Boom! I hit him hard, in quotations. Mm. We normally like to think of our dogs protecting us, but in this case, a man went to extreme lengths to protect his canine companion. He punched a bear that was trying to eat his chihuahua. This is from TimeMagazine.com.
What happened to the picnic basket?
Carl Moore, 73 years old. 73.
Carl?
Yeah. So a Carl, that kills people. Saw a black bear trying to crawl into his yard in Meadow Vista, California, and nab his little dog, the LA Times reports. Moore is a former boxer, and those fighting instincts kicked in. Moore punched the bear in the face, and it ran away. This is in quotations for Moore. The man or beast that I run from ain't been born, and it's mama. Thanks, Lauren. And it's mama's already dead. That's pretty much the end of the article. There's a video.
That was not nearly as entertaining as our stories.
No.
By ours, I mean mine.
A 73-year-old man punched a bear in the face.
Well, he deserved it.
He did or the bear did?
Well, yes.
Both.
Rocky 7. 73-year-old man versus a bear. That's some bear dancing right there.
Yep.
He must be a gypsy.
Rocky is about to that age now, isn't he? About 73.
Probably. At least 60s. I would say at least.
An accurate title.
They are making another Rocky, by the way.
Are they really? Are they?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Rocky is now training.
Rocky 6 just wasn't low enough.
Hey, I actually liked that one. That new one.
I think it's Apollo. I think it's Apollo Creed's son or grandson, something like that. He's training his grandson.
That'd be kind of cool.
Passing off the torch. So younger generations, unlike the Karate Kid, which at school we were talking about the fact that Rocky is being remade and he's training, you know, whatever.
If he fights Ivan Drago's grandson,
right, or something like that, that would be pretty sweet. But then we were talking about why didn't they do that with the Karate Kid, where instead of like Mr. Miyagi, who obviously he passed away, the real person.
Have Ralph Macchio come back and like,
have Ralph Macchio come back and train instead of having Will Smith's son being trained by Jet Li or Jackie Chan.
It was Jackie Chan.
Yeah,
I know.
I mean, good movie. That was a good movie. But I'm just saying, like, they could take another concept to it, which they have taken so many liberties with different concepts to the same freaking movie.
You're saying you didn't like the girl version of the Karate Kid?
The next Karate Kid?
The next Karate Kid.
I'm a girl, you know.
Jesus Christ.
What is her name?
Why can't I
Boys Don't it? Cry. I remember that movie.
Hillary Swank.
Hillary Swank.
Swanky.
Swanky. Exactly. So now that we've burned through all of our animal topics.
No more animals?
No more animals. Aww. I'm sorry. Yeah. This just in.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Ah.
Is that what the veterinarian said?
About the thermometer.
Or what she calls a thermometer.
Yeah. Oh my god. So
hey look, no hands. Oh. It was a penis joke.
America's penis.
Well.
That is perfect.
Yeah.
No. You don't understand. I still have like the clip from 2 weeks ago, and my America's penis just happened after you said that was a penis joke.
Oh,
that was perfect. So completely unintentional, but I'm leaving that in there perfectly. So anyway, we talked shortly about the Batman trailer, which we talked a little bit about today during Frisbee Golf.
Yes, we did.
Anyone else for the Star Wars trailer? Because I did not see the Star Wars trailer alone. I saw, what's his name's reaction from Interstellar? Matthew McConaughey's reaction to the Star Wars trailer.
Oh.
Matt Damon.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
They basically took the part of Interstellar where he's like seeing all these footage of his kids growing up and doing all that.
Gotcha.
But instead of the TV screen of them, it's the Star Wars trailer. So it's very interesting to watch Matt Damon or Matthew McConaughey.
You're welcome.
Matthew McConaughey like weep over Star Wars trailer. Anyone? Star Wars trailer? Looking forward to it?
Awesome. I was pretty happy with it. Did you watch it finally?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I watched the first day it came out.
I thought you had said that you hadn't. No, it was the Batman trailer you hadn't seen. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, I'm really excited for it. It just looks awesome.
Did you try looking at that Craigslist ad for the Star Destroyer?
No.
Did you see that?
No.
Look it up. There was a guy who put up a Craigslist ad for a slightly used Star Destroyer.
No shit.
Yeah.
What town?
Oh, Tatooine? I don't know.
Because they separate it by town on Craigslist.
I'm just typing in Craigslist ad for Star Destroyer, and it came up with an article.
No, I just love that trailer through and through. It was so cool because obviously it's, you know, Luke Skywalker talking because he says, you know, the Force is strong within my family. I have it.
Yeah.
My father had it.
Yeah.
My sister has it.
Uh-huh.
You know, and just, I'm so stoked because one of the big things that my friends and I used to talk about, because we were like, Star Wars is done. There's nothing else you can do, but it's really not because, you know, they were like, oh, well, basically the Empire's done, you know, the Darth Vader's dead, the Emperor's dead, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, there's still the dark side. Like there's still these two known Force users in the universe, and it's Luke and Leia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
well, just because there's only two Jedis or Force users left doesn't mean that there are only ones left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't know that Luke existed until Luke existed.
Right. And even then, like, they have that shot of the new Sith and he looks fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
like I said, my favorite part, Harrison Ford and Chewbacca. That was the greatest part of that entire thing.
That trailer was incredible.
I wonder why they keep on showing the black guy in the stormtrooper outfit, though. Like, both trailers, they've had that.
There was actually something I read. He was important somehow, some way, and I can't remember how.
I don't want to know too much about it.
All right, I'll close it.
Well, I'm kind of wondering who Luke is talking to because he's like at the end. He's like, and you have it. So I wonder if he's talking to Jason.
They're probably recruiting again, or he's talking to his son.
I think he's talking to Jason and Jaina, which are Luke and, or not Luke, Han and Leia's
children,
kids.
Okay. Yeah.
So you know, I wonder if it's something that's going to tie with them.
See, I knew that George Lucas wrote more books on top of the actual Star Wars stuff that...
I think he had authorized ones because Timothy Zahn had the after
books trilogy. Because I know my brother read, you know, and knew all about like Han and Leia's kids and stuff like that. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously the material was there for them to make a new movie. They just needed some time and a lot of backing,
yeah,
which Disney definitely provided. I mean, absolutely. Disney is a monster right now. They've got Marvel, which they just released
Avengers,
Rise of Ultron.
And they actually, have you seen their timeline through 2017?
Which bothers the shit out of me. Yes, I have seen the timeline, and it is ridiculous. You okay? You gonna die?
I don't know. I'm going to get some
water. Okay, go get some water.
They're going to be doing the Rogue Squadron movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
coming out next year, I think.
Other thing is that, so one thing that really bothered me seeing the Avengers movie, Age of Ultron, one, they have a preview for the new Ant-Man movie, which stars Paul Rudd. Yeah.
Nice.
Actually excites me because Paul Rudd, I mean, they made it very comedic.
Yeah,
very comedic. Which is Paul Rudd, so it should
be. I really like Paul Rudd, but I don't think I'm going to see that movie.
I'm definitely.
And honestly, like all the graphics and everything are very well done. Like him shrinking down to a size of an ant.
Yeah.
But he's literally he runs at a door at one scene, jumps up, shrinks down to the size of an ant, goes through the door, and then grows big again or something like that, and then punches a guy out. Or
nice.
Another one is like him running and doing a flip, shrinking down, and then punching a guy as an ant, which they're 10 times, you know, their own strength or something like that. So, I mean, he obviously has strength enhancement and all this other stuff. But the thing that bothers me about it is that in the Avengers cartoon series, I don't really know about the comics a lot, but in the Avengers cartoon series, Ant-Man and Tony Stark are the two people that actually invent Ultron.
Oh, okay.
And in this movie, it's still two scientists. It's Bruce Banner and Tony Stark.
Yeah.
But those are the two things that bothered me.
You just ruined it.
You don't ruin anything.
It. Stand up.
You know what?
Stand
you
up. Take education. It willingly. Just take it. It's like my slap. You just got to own up to it. Let it happen. You're not having any more kids anytime soon. You can take a shot to the ball sack.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Shall I carry your ball sack?
Yeah.
Somebody just posted to the man cave. Yes. Somebody just posted to the man cave like this children's book about a boy and his balls. But literal toy ball
sack. Hey,
sense.
Timmy, do you want to play with my balls? Sure. I'll even hold your ball sack so they don't drag on the ground.
Somebody did that on purpose.
I really hope that someone didn't, and that was just their little story. They're just in this own little bubble of a world that they don't know that that's funny. And
your balls are so big, I can't even fit them in my mouth.
So the Craigslist ad for Star Wars Star Destroyer is the best classified of the week. Is what the art. This is an article from KY3.com.
Slightly
KY jelly dot what?
Correct.
Okay.
Less KY than a week. Jelly dot correct.
Less than a week after the second trailer for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, somebody's having a little fun on Craigslist. One of the most prominent shots in the footage shows a crashed out Star Destroyer laying in a desert wasteland. Now apparently it's for sale. The full Craigslist ad, it's been removed from the site. Someone flagged it as a scam. Lists the specifications of the Imperial II class Star Destroyer, and even ranks a few bells and whistles, including Phylon Q7 tractor beam projectors, leather bucket seats, and 15-disc CD changer.
An optional sunroof.
But does it go to ludicrous speed?
The seller also lists his reason. The seller also lists his reason for sale. I just haven't got the time to give the classic the attention it deserves, and my loss is someone else's gain. No word on if it stands a chance in completing the Kessel run in under 12
parsecs.
Yeah.
It's a unit of distance.
So
they're all fired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's. Thanks for that little article, though.
Yeah, no problem,
Jake. You know, that was pretty funny.
He contributed. He didn't bring the beer like a jackass, but you know,
he contributed.
I'm just. You but know. Really, next time bring beer.
Mm. Yes.
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 I'm typing in what my wife and I. So.
Oh, this.
I almost want to say this story, and I almost don't. Sorry, I keep kicking the stupid microphone. So.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
It's not. So it's we were out of Panera the other day.
It's not your fault,
man. And I was saying on how the only reason that I go there.
Jacob.
What?
It's not your fault.
It is.
It's not your fault.
It's my fault.
It's not your fault.
All right. It's not my fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
Nope. Not your fault.
Continue.
I was saying on how, like, the only reason that I go there for that is for the specific sandwich. And I'm like, I don't like this. I don't like this about the sandwich, but I do love the spicy mayo. And my wife made some off-colored comment about, you know, that's what she said or something. Yeah. So, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I wonder if people that eat spicy foods, like, you know, if they taste spicy.
Well,
in the sack, you know,
actually
I mean?
Kind of funny. And I know you're going to go into this more, but I don't know if it mentions this at all. But women who are breastfeeding.
Uh-huh.
Like they can't eat hot wings and stuff like that because that actually does go into the breast milk.
Yes,
like
that's torture.
Our old manager from Best Buy, like one night he went out and him and his wife went out for wings. They went to Buffalo Wild Wings or something. And the next day they fed the baby and the baby was cranky all day. Like,
Wow. Yeah,
I guess it does have some effect.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Health people. Kayla. Out on Facebook now.
Don't.
I'll tell people.
Yeah.
And Kayla.
I'm just looking for the specific article because after I'd asked the question, of course, my wife got really curious. She's like, oh, I really want to know. And
she
I'm
got
like,
by curious?
No.
Sorry.
Not, no.
Yeah.
We're talking about sperm, you know, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And she found this article, which of course I can't find again, but I did find this one. The ultimate secrets to a great tasting cum.
This sounds phenomenal.
To most people, the taste of semen is not something they crave, although there could be a dozen people out there that will admit to honestly liking the jizz taste. Most people will tell you that it tastes like a salt tablet that is bitter. Most men pray that their partners swallow their cum, but the biggest hindrance is their partners hate the taste of cum. In this article, we will take you through some tips that will go a long way into teaching you how to make your cum taste better. So,
definitely. Here's one thing I never understood.
Good article for four guys around a table.
Right?
Never mind, I'm not even going to
get guy, it. Yeah, this okay. is definitely...
Onward. Continue reading.
So things that make up ingredients below is a list of ingredients that making up semen. Proteins and amino acids like DNA create the glutathione.
You are so bad at
glutathione.
Do we need to trade again? We've done this
maybe.
Once before.
Sugars, mainly fructose, inositol and sorbitol. Vitamins, vitamin B12. Ascorbic acid and choline, minerals, zinc, phosphorus. A lot of scientific words that I don't really need to read right now.
Sounds good. I'm all right with it. Skip the science.
Making your jizz taste better. If you're a party animal, oh, too soon.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then for big disappointment, this is because the first thing you need to do is limit your intake of alcohol, drugs, cigarettes, and even junk food. Research shows that vegetarians, whether male or female, tend to have bodily secretions that taste better. Therefore, it is in your best interest to avoid eating fish, dairy, red meat. Plenty of vegetables and fruits are the secret behind great-tasting man chowder. Oh, God, I love the way they did that.
All of those things.
Well, how can a vegetarian eat some man sausage?
Yeah. Also,
that just seems like against her personality.
I guess that's true.
I have always said that.
It's not only that, but if you think about it, how many people are you actually eating?
Also, drink lots of water and juice. This will ensure that your cum is not thick and sticky, something that is very unappetizing to most women. Yeah, they don't like clams.
True.
Shucking them clams.
I like clams.
Experts also recommend eating pineapple or even drinking the juice made from it, as they can make your cum taste a lot sweeter. You can also try cranberry juice or citrus fruits, because these make the pH of the body to be more acidic, counteracting the semen's alkaline... Oh my god. Alkalinity.
Alkalinity?
Yeah, that one.
Alkaline trio?
Which is what makes
make
it bleachy.
Make your cum taste like Alkaline Trio.
Oh, I got Matt Skiba.
Did you only say that because that's the only one you know their name?
Yes.
Dan Andriano Skiba. For the win.
Skeetba?
Nice.
Skeetba.
All right. To increase sugar content, eat or drink juices from fruits that have high sugar content, such as mango, apple, grape, also wheatgrass, parsley, and celery.
What if you make it like a margarita, and about halfway through you take it out and just dip it in a bowl of sugar?
Ooh, look, there's even a recipe for a super spunk smoothie.
Oh my god, we need to end this topic. Jake just got hit in the face with a ball.
Your balls almost went in my mouth.
All right. Do you want to hear the smoothie or no?
Yeah, give me the smoothie.
Because we'll end right here.
Give it to me, smoothie.
A cup of fresh or canned pineapple.
Slower.
A cup of apple juice.
Deeper.
A couple of frozen banana.
Higher.
A half teaspoon of cinnamon.
Oh, right there.
A half teaspoon of ginger.
Why cinnamon?
A quarter teaspoon of nutmeg. A half... Did you just say brasser?
Yeah.
What did I say? Nutmeg? Yeah. Half teaspoon of vanilla extract. Mm. 2 tablespoons of honey. Optional. 2 tablespoons.
Tablespoons for your splooge.
Yes, I did that. Optional. 2 tablespoons of wheat germ, 1 raw egg, 1 shot of wheatgrass, and 2 tablespoons of flaxseed. Blend all the ingredients until smooth and drink immediately. Repeat this every day for best results.
A lot of ingredients.
That's a lot of ingredients.
I have half a mind to test this theory.
How many days would you do it?
I don't know.
See, we near baseline, though. Like, we need... Like, and this involves certain people that, you know, may not want to be in the public eye.
I guess maybe we should have this conversation off the podcast.
I mean, if we were to do it, you'd have to have a baseline of, you know, something.
Here's a week without it.
Here's a week without it.
And then here's a week with it.
Uh-huh.
But there's no guarantee that...
You're gonna have to quit your bad habits like drinking and junk food
and
pool. And meat. Honestly, and fish. You can't eat the fish.
True.
No fish. See, that's why men suck. Like, I love red meat. All right. I like beer. I like drinking in general.
Me too.
Not all the time.
Why are you drinking red meat?
And I like, you know, junk food. I love junk food. We're fat America. Man. Yeah, that's why a lot of people turn vegetarian. Interesting thought.
I turned vegetarian because I worked at a supermarket that had poorly, poorly wrapped meat. So I would just handle gross, bloody.
That's actually how Jake's first son was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
With that. That's going to wrap us up for this week. If you would like to submit any topics at all, or just a conversation as to what we're talking about.
If you have any ideas for a question of the week, because apparently that question mark douchebag sucks.
Douchebag. You can write into us at livingshowcasepodcast@gmail.com, livingshowcasepodcast@gmail.com, or find us on our Facebook page, Living Showcase. You can also do @Living Showcase for Twitter, which I may say something.
Sometimes
some things, and other than that, you guys have a great week and stay funny, San Diego.
Happy Mother's Day next weekend.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day next weekend. I don't even know if we're gonna do a show. It's definitely not gonna be next Sunday, but it might be on like a Saturday.
Yeah,
Mark, you're spreading your shit. Have a good week.